And Kathy Dawes now, along with Carolyn Tolliver Lee, 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow, and from Manhattan, in fact, and had the opportunity, as I mentioned earlier, to visit with you a few weeks ago. And I told you, Carolyn, this, we just don't have enough time. I need to have you on my program so we can really talk about this, because I could tell right away that she has no difficulty talking about what her experience is and what it really means to her. And I guess we need to perhaps remind people what the Dole Caregiver Fellow, what it's really all about, and why this is such a special honor, but tell us a bit about it. I know you were kind of surprised by the whole process too, in fact.
Yes, good morning, Kathy. I'm still elated about being selected for the fellow for 2017-2018 with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, her Hidden Heroes program. As a fellow, I will be serving for a year, and I have the opportunity to represent the foundation throughout the state of Kansas. So this is a wonderful opportunity this morning for your listening area. And I'm going to be kind of the go-between person. Hope to reach out to the community, make some contacts with other caregivers who are taking care of their ill, injured, or wounded veteran, regardless of when they ever served in the military. And I will take those concerns back to Washington, D.C. this summer, and we try to make things happen for families as much as we can. I must say, on a personal note, my first visit to Capitol Hill has really turned out to be favorable for me, and particularly for my veteran. He has a traumatic brain injury, and he has many limitations. And when I presented my concern at the conference last year in September, I made my concerns known. We had the Secretary of Veterans Affairs present at that time, and we also had the director of the Polytrauma Hospital at Walter Reed, and they were able to answer my question. I politely told them, Kathy, at that time, that I had traveled all the way from Kansas to come to Washington to advocate for my veteran, and I hope these were the people that could make things happen. And so far, it seems like things are unfolding and my request is being granted.
Well, that is so impressive. And I know it had to be maybe a little bit overwhelming to be there in Washington, D.C., talking to some of these folks. But if you don't mind sharing your story a bit more with us, as you mentioned, traumatic brain injury, but tell us a bit more if you could. And I don't think people have any idea how much work is involved, and you're just always on call.
Yes. My veteran is no longer able to live at home, but we were able to keep him in the family home for probably about 10 to 12 years once he was medically discharged from the military. But his condition began to progress, and we just couldn't provide the care for him any longer, my sons and I. And so he has been living outside the home in various long-term facilities, nursing homes, or either at the VA in Topeka. And he's been doing that this month will be 16 years. So we are his voice with his traumatic brain injury. He has limited to no speech. He has just recently lost his ability to walk, so he's more wheelchair bound now than usual. And his health continues to digress, and then we also have to factor in the aging process. There's a lot of agitation and aggression that goes on with individuals, particularly in his case, that has a traumatic brain injury. And that was my question when I visited Capitol Hill. Will there ever be facilities across this nation that can address the specific needs of particularly our veterans who are living with traumatic brain injuries? The nursing homes aren't always a good fit.
And I know, too, that this was very sudden for you. I don't think people have any idea when it's that quick, the adjustment that has to be made in, well, for you and also your entire family.
Oh, yes. This has really changed my entire family dynamics. Before I knew it, I was being more or less as a single parent, and then also overseeing his care, plus working at the same time and attending graduate school at the same time. So, yes, it has been a whirlwind experience, but we continue to trudge along.
And it sounds like you've received other recognition too. You mentioned Kansas State University kind of had a special little mention of you this last April, I guess.
Yes, even with all this going on in my life, I still was able to earn my graduate degree from Kansas State University, as well as two of my sons. So we're making progress in our life. And Kansas State, a year ago, April, recognized me and awarded me the Military Spouse Resiliency Award, which I was very, very proud of. We're having an upcoming luncheon again this year at K-State at the Beach Museum on campus, and that will be held in May. And although I won't be awarded this year, I do have the opportunity to attend, and I'm excited about that.
You know, this Elizabeth Dole Foundation, I remember hearing about it when it first was formed and thinking how exciting it was and what a wonderful idea, not realizing we'd have someone right from our own town, Manhattan, Kansas, involved. But this is such a special honor. I mean, you're the only one in the state of Kansas.
Yes, that is. But I'm quite sure I'm not the only caregiver. I think this is a wonderful project, just absolutely so much needed. The project, more specifically, is recognized as the Hidden Heroes. And the Hidden Heroes, which she refers to as being these caregivers, we are continuing to serve even though our veteran and our soldiers are no longer in uniform, but we're continuing to serve with them as we are their caregivers. And quite often people in communities don't know that we're caregivers. And so Mrs. Dole has shined some light on us of bringing us to the forefront and making each of our individual family dynamics or situations known. And this is a very tough life to be a caregiver. My sons and I have been caregivers since the early 90s, and we continue to do so today. So we've been caregiving for well over 20 years, and it does take a toll on all of us.
And hero really does sound like the right word for that, too. I so admire what you do. And to top it off, I guess you mentioned you're teaching a class at UFM.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I do so many things to keep myself busy and to give back to the community. Yes, University for Man, I have a workshop entitled Self-Care and Caregiving, Rising to the Challenge, and that will be held Tuesday evening, March 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. This workshop is free. It's an opportunity to help other caregivers and reach out to other caregivers, hear their stories, as well as share a little bit of mine. But what's more important is the importance of caregivers taking care of themselves as an individual. We tend to forget that. We put ourselves on the back burner sometime, and we give to our veteran, we give to our children, we give to our community, we give to our pets, we give to our churches, and we have to step back and realize how important it is for us to take some time daily to care for ourselves.
I know, having had a sister, I don't think she'd mind me sharing, for several years, who was a caregiver. I know exactly what you're saying, because it's a caregiver oftentimes that ends up with the health issues too, because you're just working so hard trying to do everything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have been under doctor's care over the last 10, 15 years, whether it was hypertension or they were thinking I had even cancer at one time. It does take a toll on you, and you really have to learn to take that time out, to get that rest, to get in that afternoon walk, and to eat properly, and even surround yourself with good, positive, supportive people.
Well, we only have about a little over a minute left, so I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight. What a special honor, and definitely a hidden hero. I'm glad you're not so hidden. I'm glad your people are aware of what you're doing, and you're getting all this recognition. And best of luck this summer, too, and just anything else you're wanting to add for our folks.
Well, I'd like to say to your listening community, being a caregiver is a very challenging role. It's another duty as assigned, so to speak. But it's very rewarding as well. I've only been to Capitol Hill once to advocate for my veteran, and I plan to return this year. And I advocate for him daily, whether it's making his doctor's appointments, making sure he gets that new wheelchair that he needs. I'm his voice, because as I mentioned, he has limited speech, actually no speech, but he does comprehend and very well. So we need to continue realizing that what we do for our veterans are not in vain, and that we are unique and we don't have to stay hidden. We can come out in front and do what it takes and make those connections with people who can help us make a difference.
Well, thanks again for stopping by. I know we had a good 10 minutes. We could talk easily. Carolyn Tolliver Lee with us today again. 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow from Manhattan. We'll take a break. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Manhattan will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.